It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan. It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode and silsila of this Mubarak beautiful series known as A Bright Morning. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include our names amongst those people who are forgiven in this beautiful month of Ramadan Mubarak. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include our names amongst those people who will be taken out from the fire of Jahannam. Allah, 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 who will be taken out from the fire of Jahannam in this beautiful month of Ramadan Mubarak. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very, very beautifully mentioned and said, Man salla alayya fi yawmin alfa marratin lam yamut hatta yara maq'adahu min al-jannati. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, whoever recites salat upon me 1,000 times daily, he shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we very beautifully discussed some very beautiful topics, some important topics, alhamdulillah. And it was a very beautiful experience. And today as well, we are back with another exciting and beautiful topic. A topic which is very, very, very incumbent and important for us to keep in our minds, to implement in our lives, our lifestyle, to implement the teachings in our heart, subhanallah. And today's topic is regarding the obedience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is a very vast topic. And we know that one episode or one silsila is very, 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 very small, I would say, very short for this topic. But inshallah, Azzawajal, we'll try and cover as much as we can in this beautiful episode. Let's recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated and mentioned, he mentions that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once saw a person who was wearing a gold ring. Removing that ring, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw it away saying, does anyone keep a flame in his hand? After the greatest and holiest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left, someone said to that person, pick up your ring and use it in some other way. But instead of wearing it, use it for something else. He said, by Allah, I will never take it while the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has thrown it away. Allah, Allah, Allah. This is the firmness and the aqidah of the Sahaba ikram that no, we have to obey our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that ring and he threw it away, there is a million wisdoms, 1,000 wisdoms behind that, alhamdulillah, and I will never ever pick up that ring means, if my Nabi doesn't like something, then by Allah, I'm not going to do it. Yes, if something pleases my Nabi, I will try my utmost best, I will try my level best to do that action, to fulfill that beautiful deed and to do that beautiful action to please Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if my Nabi did not like anything, then by Allah, I will not do that action. Subhanallah. And this is the way the Sahaba ikram manifested the explanation of this beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully mentions in the first verse of Surah Anfal, the ninth para, Allah ta'ala mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wa ati'u Allah wa rasulahu in kuntum mu'mineen. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and obey Allah and His noble Rasul if you have faith. If you have Iman, then obey Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You do not have any option. There is no way you can go. You have to obey Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you saying you recited kalima, if you said la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, if you said ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, you have testified that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it is your duty to now go and obey Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad al-Khan'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala, very beautifully mentions. He says, the difference between the obedience to Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obeyed only in His commandments, not in His acts. But the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be obeyed in three things. Very, very important that everyone should diarize this and memorize it and instill it in your hearts and in your minds. Number one, he says, the acts which were performed by him in his mentioned sayings and the acts which were performed in front of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he did not forbid them should also be obeyed and followed. Means, in other words, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said should be followed. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed himself should also be followed and practiced. And whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw someone do, but he did not forbid him from it, that should also be followed. It should also be practiced. Here rahmatullahi ta'ala further says, the commandment of obedience to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not be considered that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not obeyed, it will be his loss, ma'adhallah. No. Don't think that, you know, if I don't obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will harm him, it will affect him in any way. No. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has fulfilled his duty of preaching. He taught you everything. He has passed the message of Allah towards you. Now the punishment for not following and not obeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be upon you. This is what Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala very, very, very beautifully mentions. Punishment is upon you now. It is your duty to obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is your duty to revere Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is your duty to show the ita'at towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your duty to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And why shouldn't we follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I mean, in today's time, every person looks for a role model. And unfortunately, many of us, al-ayadu billah, we consider some football players, some cricket players, maybe some stars, some film stars, movie stars, ma'adallah, some singers, ma'adallah, we consider them our role models. So we want to wear the same clothes as them, we want to put our hairstyle like their hairstyle, we want to, be cool like them, we want to do everything like them, we want to walk like them, talk like them, speak like them, sit like them, do everything like them. You ask a person why? No, he is my role model, he is my mentor, he is my leader, I look up to him, I do this, I do that. Allah, 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 as a believer, as a mu'min, your duty is to obey Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, your perfect role model should be only the Zaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you keep that in your mind, once you make this clear that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your role model and you keep His beautiful Zaat in front of you, then by Allah, inshallah azza wa jal, you say, your walking must be like His walking, your talking must be like His talking, your eating, your drinking, your sleeping, your movement, your actions, your trading, your business, everything should be like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is the proper obedience and ita'at towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very, very, very beautifully mentions in the Holy Quran in Surah Ahzab, verse number 21, the 21st para. Allah ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, following the noble Prophet of Allah azza wa jal is better for you. Following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is better for you. He is your role model, he is your mentor, he is your leader. You have to keep His Zaat in front of you. In tafsir of this ayat, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, very, very beautifully mentions, he says, it has become obvious that the blessed life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a model for humans, leaving no field of life. You have to obey Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we live, die, sleep, awake, do everything by acting upon the guiding principles of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then all of these acts will become the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do everything, all permissible things, you need to eat, you need to drink, you need to sleep, you do everything in the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by Allah, all of these actions will become the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is our purpose of creation, that is the reason of creation. you do your normal daily routine, your daily activities, whilst obeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst following the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those actions of yours will inshallah become the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is the beauty of Islam. This is the excellence of Islam. That Islam gives you opportunities at every moment. You can put yourself in the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The opportunity is there. The golden opportunity is there. The only thing you need to do is you need to, you know, stretch your hand out and grab that opportunity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very, very, very beautifully mentions, and he says, "Man ata'ani dakhala al-jannata wa man 'asani faqad aba." Allah, 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 Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, one who follows my commandment will enter paradise, and one who disobeys me will be the one who denies. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in Mishkat Sharif, this hadith is present, none amongst you can become a true believer until his desire becomes subservient to what I have brought. Yes, everything of his must be finished in front of what I brought. His desires must be put one side, his wishes, his everything must be on one side. The only thing you must worry about is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given you, and this is Iman. So it is your duty as a mu'min that you need to obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You need to follow the commandments of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without that, there is no option, there is nothing you can do. So therefore, as believers, as followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to live our lives by obeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by following each and every teaching of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, studying the discussions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, studying the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then implementing those actions, those teachings in our lives, in our lifestyle. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, very, very beautifully he mentions this, and he says, Allah Azza wa Jal has given two kinds of parts to humans. One is your external part and one is your internal part. Your external part is like your face, your eyes, your mouth, your teeth, your cheeks, your body, your ears, all of these things. And the hidden parts, the internal parts, is your heart, your liver, your brain, the parts which are inside your body. He says a Muslim can only be a perfect Muslim, means his Iman can only be complete when he is Muslim apparently, and internally he is also a Muslim. How is that? Mufti Sahab further beautifully says that, in other words, he should act upon Islam, he should follow the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a way, in such a manner, that from his physical appearance, it should be visible that this person is a follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, in his heart, he should have the love and the faith for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, he must be Muslim inside and outside. If a person, if there is faith in the heart, he believes in Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but apparently there is nothing. From his face, he doesn't look like a Muslim. From his actions, he doesn't look like a Muslim. That person is not a complete believer. He's not a kamil mu'min. Because in order for you to become a kamil mu'min, you need to have that beautiful obedience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam externally and internally. Your heart must also be pure. Your appearance must also be pure. Furthermore, Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Naimi very, very, very beautifully mentions, and he says that having an Islamic appearance, your heart is clean, yes we know, but apparently you must have an Islamic appearance, means when someone sees you, then they should know that you are a Muslim. He says this has many, many advantages. And what are the advantages? He says, you look at the governments, the police officers, the security officers, any person working for a department, for an office, for the government, whatever the case is, they all have different uniforms. It's blue, white, yellow, whatever the color is. And from that uniform, you will recognize this person belongs to the police, this person is a doctor, this person is a mechanic, this person is a lawyer, whatever his profession is, wherever he works, you will recognize from his clothes which he wears. So likewise, let's say there's a police officer. He's not wearing his police uniform. And he comes and says, you know, I'm a police. You will never ever believe him. You'll say, no, you're not a police. Why? Although he can explain 1,000 times. No, I studied here. I did that. I did this. But you won't believe him. Why? Because he is not wearing the uniform of a police officer. Yes, the moment he wears the uniform without him saying anything, you'll accept and agree. Yes, this person is a police officer. Allah, Allah, Allah. Mufti Sahab further says very beautifully, he says, likewise, similarly, all of us are the servants of the Department of Islam, the Kingdom of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the government of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So he says, different appearances have been chosen for us in order to be recognized as the slaves of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam amongst millions of disbelievers. If we do not wear our uniform, we will also deserve punishment. If we're not wearing our uniform, how will someone believe that, you know, you are a mu'min? And believe me, you, we have been deceived by people. We have met people, we saw people that only after they mentioned their name to us, then we found out that they are Muslims. Otherwise, we are assuming they were, you know, non-believers. They were disbelievers. That's unfortunately how sad the situation is. And this is in today's time. Our children, our grandchildren, our family members. A person is Muslim, he belongs to a Muslim family, but the way he is moving around, the way he is walking around, he doesn't even look as if he is a Muslim, as if he is following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we look at this entire situation, then the question comes to mind that why is this happening around us? The only reason you will get is because we are far away from the deen of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no obedience, there is no ita'at, there is no following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is that how weak we have become? That to show people we are Muslims, we have to mention our name? Otherwise people will consider us as something else? We have to prove that we are Muslims? Is this the time which we are in now? No, no, no. A Muslim was supposed to be that person that as soon as he passes by, you must say, look, there's a slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a slave of Muhammad and Mustafa, Muhammad Arabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person looks at your face, he must start smiling. When a person looks at your attire, he must start smiling. When a person looks at the way you walk, he must say, yes, he is following the perfect role model in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, our character, our akhlaq, our appearance is so filthy. It's as if, al-ayyadu billah, we have nothing to do with Islam. Yet we say, you know, ghulami rasul mein maut bhi qubool hai. We love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll die for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, what kind of obedience are you talking about? When you can't even adorn a beautiful beard on your face? You can't even follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Your actions are following kuffar. Your appearance is following the kuffar. Everything is following the kuffar, and then you are saying you are lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you obeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What obedience is this? To me, it seems as if you love your role model more, ma'adallah. You love your mentor more because you are following him, you are listening to him. Your hair looks like his hair, your face looks like his face, your appearance looks like his appearance, your walking style, talking style is like his style. But you say you are a follower of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's something which doesn't register. It's something which doesn't add up. It's something which doesn't, you know, make sense. And it's something which is very, 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 very sad in today's time. Furthermore, Qibla Mufti Sahab very, very, very beautifully mentions, and he says, nature has had such a relation between human external appearance and the heart that both affect each other. If you are sad at heart, then there is sadness on your face as well. And the beholder and someone who looks at you will say, are you alright? Are you sad? What happened? Because you're sad, so automatically it will appear on your face. Likewise, if you're happy, your face will become joy. People look at you and say, wah, what's happening? MashaAllah, you are smiling. Adhakallahu sinnaka, they'll make dua for you. They'll say, MashaAllah, you are smiling. What's happened? What's the good news? Okay? If you are angry, automatically you can see it from a person's face. His face will get red. If a person is worried, you'll see it from his face. So that's how nature is. That whatever is in the heart, automatically it shows up on your face, on your expressions. Your body will start, you know, showing the signs that this person has this feeling in his heart at this moment. And likewise, let's say a person, al-ayyadu billah, he is suffering from some heart disease. Doctor will say, you know, take care of him, give him good, nice, clean clothes, make sure he is outside in fresh air. Yes, he will be taking the medicine for his heart as well, but make sure his environment is good. There's fresh air, he is clean, he is in a beautiful environment. The disease is of the heart, but the doctor is saying take care of your external body. Why? Because inshallah, if you take care externally, that external effect will start affecting your heart, and your heart will also start becoming cured. So likewise, Mufti Sahab further mentions, and he says, A healthy person needs to, you know, bath daily, wear neat, clean clothes, look after himself. Externally, he must take care. So internally, he'll be fine as well. His body parts will function properly. His heart, his body, everything will be perfect. Because if externally there's an issue, then internally, slowly, slowly, there will be an issue. Furthermore, he says, that's why a person shouldn't imitate the kuffar. He shouldn't follow the kuffar. He shouldn't start looking after the kuffar. Why? Because there is a slight possibility that maybe one day, because he is following the kuffar so much, he is following the unbelievers so much, maybe slowly, slowly he will start getting attracted towards this kuffar. He will start having hatred for the Muslims. He will start having, you know, a bad feeling in his heart towards the Muslims. That's why externally a person should also make his appearance such that, you know, he is following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So externally when he is clean, inshallah, internally he will also be clean. As very beautifully Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever imitates a community is from amongst them. So you imitating the kuffar, you're following the believers, you're following them, your hairstyle, walking, talking, everything is according to their teachings, according to their style, then how will this work? Slowly, slowly it will start affecting your heart. And Allah a'yadu billah, if it affects your heart, then you must know you are in very, 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 very big trouble. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only from our heart, from our appearance, from our talking, walking, body language, and everything should be according to the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look at the life of these Sahaba ikiram, we notice that those things which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded them to do, they did that. And besides that, you know, anything which they would see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing, they would try their level best to also follow that sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is ita'at. As very beautifully Sayyida Umme Darda radiallahu ta'ala anha has said, that whenever Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu spoke, he would smile. Allah Allah. I humbly said, leave this habit, otherwise people will start thinking of you as a fool. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said, whenever I saw or heard the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile, hence acting upon that sunnah, I also do it. Because my Nabi used to smile, that's why I will also smile. It's the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhan, this is the ita'at of the Sahaba ikram. Allah Allah. Likewise Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a tailor invited the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I also joined Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The tailor placed bread and curry of blessed calabash and meat before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the curry, calabash and meat in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eating the blessed calabash from the plate after searching for it. Allah, Allah, Allah. After relating this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, فَلَمْ أَزَلْ أُحِبُّ الدُّبَّاءَ مِنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ. Since that day, I like to eat calabash as well. Allah, Allah. Why? Because I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking for the calabash. Subhanallah. So my habit, and I also love that from that day, I also want to eat calabash because it's the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means my Nabi likes it, so I also like it. My Nabi likes something, we will also like it. My Nabi does not like something, by Allah, we won't go close to those things. I said, this is the ita'at, the proper obedience of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Furthermore, very beautifully it is also mentioned that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out from the masjid, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that on the way men and women were walking together. Talking to the woman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Istakhirna fa innahu laysa lakunna an tahqukna at-tariqa. Awkman qala alayhi salam, stay back, you cannot pass through the middle of the path. Alaykunna bihafati at-tariq. Allah, Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but rather walk from the side. Thereafter, the woman would walk so close to the corner of the street that the clothes would get entangled against the walls. It was just a matter of, you know, one word from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sahaba ikram would run to fulfill the hukum of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a lesson for each and every person today. that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this beautiful deen of Islam for you. Your namaz, your roza, your zakat, your hajj, all of these things was taught to you by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As ummatis, as believers, we are supposed to do these things whilst following the hukum of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba ikram would follow the smile of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the eating style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the food of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved. And we as believers, as so-called believers, we can't follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in those things which are compulsory and necessary upon us, then what kind of Muslims are we? And remember, to obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there has to be love. If there is no love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by Allah, you can never obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How are you going to obey him when there is no love? You only obey somebody when there is an inclination of your heart towards that person. And that inclination of the heart towards that person is called muhabbat, is called love. And then that love forces you to now obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because you are drowned in the love. The love now forces you that now you must do the ita'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this love is the base of your iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself very beautifully mentions, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you can become a complete believer until I become more beloved to him than his parents, his children. والناس أجمعين, and all the people, the entire creation. I must be more beloved to him. So love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman. If the love is there, then you have everything else. And this love will then force you to obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all love our parents, alhamdulillah. Those that, whose parents are alive, may Allah ta'ala grant them healthy long lives. Those whose parents have left this world, may Allah ta'ala grant them the highest abode in Jannatul Firdaus. We all love our parents. That's why father says something, we obey him. Mother says something, we obey her. If somebody claims and he says that, you know, he loves his mother, he loves his father, and then you see him not listening to his father, not listening to his mother, then you will say, you know, what kind of love are you talking about? You said you love your parents, but you're not listening to them? What kind of love is that? Yes, when a person obeys his parents, then you must know, yes, he loves his parents. Because that love forces you to obey your parents, it forces you to obey the one whom you love. That's the proper love. That's why the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is important. It's the base of your iman. Only when you have that love, then you will do the ita'at of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Automatically, once you obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must know that is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you must know once you obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically that will become the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base. And every person needs to instill this love in his heart and his mind. If you look at the life of the Sahaba Ikram, the lives of the companions alayhim ridwan, we see that every moment they were filled and their hearts were pumped with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every action, these beautiful narrations we learnt about now, when Sahabi used to follow the smile of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the eating style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the food of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of this was done for what reason? For only one reason, and that was because they had the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they loved to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, once this becomes your habit, that you love to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will become a perfect mu'min, a perfect believer. You don't follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for your own carnal desires, for your own wish, or because you are forced to. No, no, no. You must start loving the obedience towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you are a complete believer, a kamil mu'min. So this topic is very vast regarding the ita'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many things which we need to look at, that we need to obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all of those different things. And as mu'mineen, as believers, it is our duty that every moment we need to obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the message of the Holy Quran. This is the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the message of the Sahaba ikram, the Tabi'i. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned. And it is the beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Make good intentions that inshallah from now, just keeping a fistful beard, just performing salah, just paying of your zakat, giving sadaqah, keeping fast, all of this is what? Is the ita'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, he taught you how to perform salah, he taught you how to observe the fast, he taught you how to pay the zakat, he taught you that, you know, you have to keep the beard, you have to eat like this, drink like this, he taught you all of these things. He taught you about Sehri, about Iftar, about Ramadan, each and everything. So when you do all of these things, you are obeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you're obviously obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make good intentions in this month of Ramadan, that from now, inshallah, we will start living our lives whilst obeying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who don't have a beard, make an intention to keep a first full beard, inshallah. And repent from shaving your beard, because keeping a first full beard is wajib. Those that must their salah, from today we're never going to miss our salah. Those that must their fast, from today we're not going to miss our fast. And start striving and moving towards the obedience of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With these few words, we come to the conclusion and the end of today's silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. Inshallah, we hope to see you soon in the next episode. Tomorrow again, we'll meet you with another beautiful topic. And inshallah, same time, same place, but a new different topic, inshallah. We hope to see you soon. Join us tomorrow as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It's a bright morning, it's Ramadan.
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 It's